going on, y'all? Welcome to the Just the Guys podcast. It's episode 114.
Yeah.
114. Look at that. I'm throwing off because you missed us last week. Sorry about that. There were technical complications. Let's just say it like that. And it killed our...
We just had to get away from the kids. Y'all being the kids. Yeah, break from y'all annoying asses.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Just kidding. It was a bunch of technical bullshit, bro. And we didn't want to record the fucking podcast at like 2 a.m. So,
something like that. Just say the technical stuff, you know, got in the way. It was an obstacle that we couldn't hurdle, and it killed our motivation to record. Anyway, we took a little break for a week, and in the midst of that, we got something crazy. What we got? What we got?
The channel turned 2 years old.
Two.
Is that right?
365 times two.
April 25th, 2022.
That was the channel's birthday.
But he's talking about the Kendrick shit. I know.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Hey man, let me do the intro first before we get into that. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a he, she, they, or them. You tune into the podcast, it's us. We got a very special treat for y'all today, man. Thank you to the audio listeners, because without y'all, we wouldn't have birthed the channel. The channel would not be two if it wasn't for y'all supporting us. So y'all always going to hold a special place in my heart. But I'm joined with Denzel and Terrell today. How y'all boys feeling?
That's Denzel up there. I'm Terrell down here, if you're new.
This family is so awkward.
Hey man, like, right. Comment, subscribe. There's a whole... Well, I gotta fucking clean up the channel. I'm gonna do that shit tomorrow. After this pod, I'm going to sleep. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'm fixing the fucking YouTube channel, and I'm gonna probably fix the fucking Patreon so y'all can have something to look forward to.
That sounds good.
Might delete later, might go up there. The Yeet might go up there. I have an idea, actually. While we're here, fuck it. I'm gonna upload the raw. You know how we used to do the reactions raw with no edits? That I'll throw up on the Patreon, and the edited versions will stay on the YouTube just so they can get cleared on the YouTube.
Okay.
And anything else that we collaborate on that doesn't look like it'll belong on the channel, go there and check it out. What we set it to? $1.99?
Yeah, $1.99.
$1.99. There you go. But fuck it. We're getting to the shits. But how y'all been, actually? The last, like...
Fuck that, man. That shit don't matter. Okay. Hey, man, did you see that Kendrick finally respond to Drake?
Toxic.
Nah, it's not toxic. I've been waiting to talk about this shit forever. This man responded to Drake, and I remember on those other podcasts, it's like Drake be saying, I remember Terrell was talking shit about not taking long. He ain't drop a song, I remember. Remember that shit, Terrell?
It was.
This man Kendrick dropped in the same amount of time that it took Drake to drop. And I'm already seeing, like, you know, the people, the Drake fans, the people that don't really listen to rap, they're not really vibing with it. It's kind of hard for them to, you know, digest the lyrics, dissect the lyrics. They're not used to listening to rap and picking it apart like how we have been for however many years, you know what I'm saying? Which I can understand. But this round, Drake, you lost. I'm sorry. Your ass lost. The ball is in your court. Maybe you can get the second round. The first half or the first quarter, it's up. You down like 30 points, my boy. You got to make your way back. This man, Kendrick, was playing no games. What you be saying about Pusha T? It's a surgical summer. He was breaking this nigga down. Like when Squidward had that big ass cube of marble and he was just chipping away at that shit. That's what Kendrick is doing. He's just sculpting Drake ass down to what he really is. Just the whole image, the boy that he be calling himself, the Chirac Drake, the Jamaican Drake, the UK Drake, the Miami Drake, just chipping away at every fucking thing. The hood Drake, all that bullshit. He just stripping all that shit away. All that armor is being stripped off, and Drake is being revealed for what he truly is. And everybody's saying it. And according to Dot, he said he what the culture feeling. And I don't know why he would lie about that.
Take off the clout chase. Take off the Wi-Fi.
Take off the Wi-Fi. What you mean? Like, he is not playing with this man. Really, really coming for him in every way. Like, he's being petty. Then he's being condescending. He's giving him backhanded compliments. He said, I still like your music, but do what you do. Then he took away this man Drake's N-word pass. He took it away.
That part is going to spill off into a different conversation. That might hit home for a lot of y'all biracial people. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, y'all Logic listeners. Nah, I'm just kidding. I love Logic.
Logic comes up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Logic always, ooh. He used to talk about that a lot. Oh, man.
But
that was crazy.
Well, I guess we can get our thoughts off on the disc. I mean, this shit is like a day after the disc came out. That's recording this shit. But I spun it like twice. I spun it on the way home, actually, for the pod. I listened to it like three times. I was like, damn, bro, the fucking... the second half, or like the second, third half, I was like, bro, this man Dot is just going crazy. Lines are going over my head. I'm catching shit driving. I'm like, oh shit. Like the fucking the core fans, the stomach that abs fucking sequence. I was like, oh my God. Man, cook it, Drake. But I feel like the diss was, I wouldn't say it's like the greatest diss in the world, but it was definitely the diss we've been waiting for, and a complete like rebuttal from what from Drake's diss. a lot of shit's coming out. I thought he meant he put a cease and desist on the actual Like That record, but then I forgot Ye's version of Like That keeps getting taken down off of fucking platforms. And I'm like, oh, that's the one that's getting hit with the cease and desist. And then the last bar, we're talking about Drake saying the N-word. That is an interpolation of a Ye song. I know Ye was happy about that shit. Off of, I think, College Dropout. It's like, oh, we don't want to hear that bullshit anymore. It's like that same tone. I'm like, oh, shit. Look at Dot, bro.
Got it. See? We should just go over everybody's head. It went over mine, too.
There's so much shit to digest with that. We'll probably be breaking that shit down all the way up until Drake drops a diss. And Rick Ross came out and said, Drake, don't drop a diss. Don't reply. Don't respond. But I was surprised to hear that Denzel heard the track at work. I didn't think he would give a fuck about it. So Drake, I'm about to call this man Drake. Denzel, what you think about the diss? You being a old school hip hop fan, being a fan of pop.
Hey man, don't get me wrong. I'm the biggest Kendrick hater. Y'all know this. You know I don't fuck with Kendrick like that, but I got respect for the man. There's a difference. And he cooked the fuck out of Drake. I was in that shit when I heard the ads. I was like, ooh, that hit. That hurt. They might talk about that shit too. He's talking about the I got a son to raise, but I look like, talk to you. He's like, but you wouldn't know nothing about that. I was like, damn. Damn. Not his son. But damn. The porn star. Damn.
I'm not going to lie, though.
I can't believe that.
What makes me disappointed is that the fan bases are ruining the beef, like the fun behind the beef, because they are putting in like, oh, Drake should have this angle. So then when we hear it, it's like, oh, this shit, we heard this shit on TL. Kendrick's angles, Pusha T already used. So it didn't really hit the same, but it did hit. And I know that shit's gonna hurt Drake. But that's just minute shit. You get what I'm saying? Like the father shit Pusha used, which I'm glad he mentioned Pusha. And then the Drake's blackness, his black identity, which is crazy because there's a whole fucking video of baby Drake saying the N-word with a hard ER at the end. And it's just so like uncomfortable to watch. Oh, I promise. I can link this shit. Matter of fact, I'm gonna find it real quick. I'm gonna find this shit real quick. Well, we need some filler conversation here. While I look for it.
So one of the most important bars I want to say, the disses in the track that we both miss, that I was telling Terrell about, he probably didn't give a fuck about it because he ain't really seen that shock. But when Kendrick said, like, I was doing some shit.
My fault. I was doing some shit while you were talking about that.
You straight. And then he was like, you make music that pacify him. Bars like that can be digested on so many different levels. Like, you can really take apart that bar and either give it, like, two or three meanings. So one meaning, you know, basically, I make music that turn people up. You make music that put niggas to sleep. Right? Or you could take it as, I make music that turn people up. You make music that, you know, pacify them, like, you know, that soothes people.
Puts them to sleep.
Or, exactly. Or you give babies pacifiers to soothe them. So you make music that pacify them, you know, because, like, you make music for fucking kids, for immature ass people that don't listen to rap, or that kind of listen to, like, when they say they listen to rap, that's the rap they listen to. They listen to Drake, right? That's Kendrick's angle. Or he's also throwing shots at, you know, your history with minors, your convoluted history and alleged history with minors. Because he was saying, like, no, he said this in a later verse, but he said, like, have you ever paid, like, $500K to an open case? To, like, an open case or something like that? Or, like, he said he might double down. Like, he would double down on that line, but he'll spare him this time. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, no way. Is he really trying to take this where, like, you know, I think he's taking this in that direction?
There was a case that Drake settled.
With, like, 500?
It was a sexual assault case. Paid the victim $500K. I also found the video, by the way. I put it in the chat.
Yeah, I seen it. Wasn't Drake on the stage talking to a 17-year-old? Like, damn, you look thick as hell for a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Drake.
No, I don't know if you can play it, Denzel, because it is an ER word.
Yeah, I ain't going to play it. I'll play it after the pod. I'll play it after, but it's there.
All right.
Damn, Drake. I'm not going to lie, bro. At this point, like, he's really testing your character. Because, like, he's throwing friendly, like, fun shots, but he's also throwing shots in there saying, like, hey, don't fuck with me. Because this shit can really get messy if I wanted it to. Like, if you want to take it the way that you're saying, like, we can really get, it can get serious. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep this shit rap. As long as you keep doing what you're supposed to do, and, you know, making me laugh and dance and having the melodies, like, we straight. We good. Talk about my family, this shit get deeper than rap. It's not about that. That's the most important thing to me. I'm taking care of my family. Ain't nobody pressed about none of the fucking bullshit that you're doing on the internet. Which is exactly what the fuck I was saying. This man got, like, so much other shit to do. You listen to Mr. Morale, he gives you a little bit of insight. He literally stepped away from music for, like, 5 fucking years for a reason. This man could give a fuck about what's going on with music. He will throw his phone away fast from social media, the internet, whatever. And then come back and do whatever he needs to do or what he wants to do. So, like, everybody was like, oh, Kendrick this, Kendrick that. I was like, bro, that man really don't give a fuck. And if he was going to respond, which I'm sure he is, he's going to cook his ass, which he did. So, like, when I heard that the tape dropped, that, like, the diss track came out, I was just like, I wasn't even, like, I was like, damn, it dropped. I'm not going to lie to you, I wasn't even excited to listen to it. Like, we waited all day. I was like, bro, it's going to be, like, I've been listening to Kendrick enough to know what this man's capable of. He's going to torch his stupid ass. Everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy. And I'm going to be like, oh, shit, I'm going to appreciate it for what it is. And be like, I mean, yeah, this is why I fuck with him. That's why his album's up there. The fuck? Like, that's why that's my favorite rapper. That's why it's the only fucking concert I've been to. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I almost didn't want to listen to it because it took away the excitement, like the anticipation of it dropping. I was like, bro, like, I'm only gonna get this first listen one time. So it's like, bro, like, fuck. Like, I wasn't, I didn't think it was gonna be ass. I was just like, I didn't want the to lose the excitement of it. Cause now we gotta wait for Drake to see if he responds. And I know Kendrick got some information. The only thing I don't like about this whole beef shit and the way the fans are receiving it is that I think with the story of Adidon, with that having that much shock value in it, if the diss doesn't have that same level of shock value, it's still, oh, the diss wasn't good. Or the diss was ass because it didn't have the shock behind it. And I kind of think that's Drake's angle, though. Pushy even said it. He tweeted it. In the midst of the beef, he was like, you paying people $100K to get some dirt on me? There ain't no skeletons in my closet. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Kendrick mentioned it too. He was like, you think my rap my rap is my real life? Like, that's some ho shit. No.
Yeah, he said, fuck, I look like calling around to get dirt on some people. Basically clowning Drake for doing that. It's like, nah, bruh. It's just, I don't, personally, I don't think that Drake should respond. I think he should just move on about his day and be like, damn, he, you know, he toasted my stupid ass. Moving on. You know what I'm saying? You begged this nigga to drop. You begged him to drop. You got what you wanted. Like, what are you really, are you really going to try to take, like, go toe-to-toe with him? Because, because if he does, like, this man could potentially end your career, bro. Like, he could really make you look like a clown. I mean, you, I mean, granted, you've had so much commercial success that there's no way that he can stop this train. You know what I mean? The momentum that you have behind you with all these different, like, cultures and groups of demographics that listen to your music, I don't really see it slowing down. Because, like, they could give a fuck about Kendrick cooking your stupid ass, like, over in Europe or, like, you know, and all of, like, South America. They don't care about shit like that. You know what I mean? I don't think they, like, it's really just the hip-hop community. Like, they already think you a clown. It's not going to change anymore. It's just coming out to everybody now.
I'm going to tell you exactly why Drake is going to respond. Drake's going to respond because that Kendrick diss, it wasn't a straight-up body. Drake's in critical condition, but it wasn't a straight-up body. Story of Adidon was a straight-up body. There's no way he can come back to that. He cannot come back from this. This was light. And I said it in the reaction. I'm like, Kendrick can do more than this. Kendrick didn't push the red button. Kendrick didn't drop the nuke yet. Neither did Drake, though. Drake has the supposed red button on all these rappers. I think, if anything, he's going to push it now because of this diss. Because all his shit got brought up into question. His sexuality, his fucking blackness, his identity, his fatherhood. All that shit got brought up into question. Now he has to force his hand, press the red button. Whatever that red button is. The splits. Oh my God. And I said that shit.
Your history with minors. Like,
I said the split shit. I'm like, why the fuck is Drake talking about this when Pusha said it? You were signed to Lil Wayne, who signed to Birdman, who signed to somebody else. What are your splits looking like? Like, why did you pick that angle? That angle is dumb as fuck because you already got exposed for that shit. And that's why I said, I'm like, if Lil Wayne is the CEO of Cash Money Records now, who is telling him that he cannot drop the Carter 5 when the Carter 5 was rumored to come out and the motherfuckers say it couldn't drop? It's like, who's telling him no? He's the CEO, right? He's running this shit, right? Who's telling him no? And I think, to dial it back just a little bit, I think the reason why that Ye, and I was going to say this a bunch of episodes ago, the reason that Ye sees, like, that remix keeps getting taken down is because he mentions Drake's, I guess, the CEO of his label, Lucian Grange, because he mentioned Lucian in Her Loss on Middle Ocean. He's like, Lucian not dropping me. Like a newborn baby, Lucian not dropping me or some shit like that towards the end of Middle Ocean. And when the Diddy shit happened, Lucian Grange's name was brought up in the documents as, like, he's part of this big ass circle. So that's why I was going to say that this elimination of Drake probably stems from that Drake might have a hand in it, and is looking like, the way you fuck with these minors, you might have a part in this, and motherfuckers want to distance themselves from you. And the 20v1 shit and the way Kendrick flipped that shit into a 1v20. But I smack all the writers that write for you. Oh, facts. My God.
What is goofy ass no? And he called out Beam. I guess Beam's another writer.
Major nigga distribution.
Said, he don't know if he's fighting. Is he fighting AI or fighting Ghost? He feel like Joel Osteen, the minister.
I hate
that. The kid's name is Joel from The Sixth Sense. He's like, my Sixth Sense telling me to off him.
People are in a fucking frenzy over that shit because he did mispronounce the name. And I kind of get why. I don't even think there's a real reason behind it. I just think it fit the fucking rhyme scheme.
Just to rhyme it, yeah.
Because Joel Osteen is the minister, but it's Hallie something. Ostmit was the guy that was in The Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the names are kind of out of order. He kind of does kind of butcher it a little bit, but it definitely fits the rhyme scheme. But people are like, that's a reach. Or this fucking
mistake
sucks.
What do you mean? Isn't the kid's name Joel in the movie?
Is it? I don't know.
Because I think that's why he put the bars together. I don't think he like totally butchered.
I think it was in reference of the actors. Fucking nitpicky ass Twitter, bro. That motherfucker just can't have.
Oh, his middle name is Joel.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. It's even more fire, right? Goddamn.
The fucking line that like no one's giving credit to is the Daft Punk line. The Daft Punk line is so fucking fire, bruh.
Like to walk around with a helmet?
Yeah.
Protect your head?
He's like, headshot for the year. You better walk around like Daft Punk. That like a helmet to protect yourself from a headshot, but also I bodied your ass. You don't want to be in public like. You gotta hide your fucking identity.
Mm.
No one, for the longest, no one knew who the fuck, like what Daft Punk really looked like under the fucking mask until they came out and was like, this is what we look like without the fucking mask. I was like, you better walk around like Daft Punk. What is you talking about? Like,
damn.
Oh my God. So many flips.
And you're talking about how Punk, not Punk, Tupac was turning in his grave using the AI.
Oh, yeah, he's like, can't let a Canadian nigga have Pac turn in his grave. That was funny too. I was like, bro, this man's talking his shit. But my favorite part was like the end where he was like, hey, fuck y'all niggas. That's all he had to say. I felt that part the most.
He said, fuck the industry.
Wait, one finger like, he'll go punch y'all. Yeah, he was like, fuck y'all, fuck the industry.
There is another thing. And of course, we weren't gonna know about it because we're not Drake. Apparently, at the end, when he's doing the Toronto accent flow,
mm-hmm.
he mentions New Ho King, which is a restaurant, Chinese restaurant, mm-hmm. in Toronto. Drake allegedly got robbed next to that fucking Chinese restaurant way back when by another Toronto artist. And then hold on, let me actually get the fucking lyrics up. I have them up already, but I can really break this shit down for y'all. because there's so many early Drake songs where he mentions getting set up by this fucking girl to get robbed and all this bullshit. But he said, I'd be at New Ho King eating fried rice with a dip sauce and a blammy, Crody.
Yeah.
Drake got robbed with a blammy, and the fucking guy dipped off the scene because they didn't catch him after he robbed Drake. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. This man, that shit will hit Drake. Like, these shits will cut deep. And as much as Drake wants to be a part of the culture, motherfuckers, people probably don't know that Drake's not an American. Like, I feel like people don't know Drake's not American. Like, we make it, yeah, he's from Toronto, whatever. Like, he's not American. I seen someone ask, like, this is way, way, way back. People are like, oh, who's Drake gonna vote for in the election? He can't fucking vote. He's not an American citizen. Like, unless he has dual citizenship and I just don't know, but he's from Canada. Like, he's not from here. Like, what the fuck? It's like, nah, yeah. Like, the fucking Toronto accent, the fact that this man's cat is called Crody. From the fucking live stream he did. You can also be calling him a pussy because his cat's name is Crody. Like, come here, Crody. Crody.
Well, I thought he was just saying that shit because Drake was talking like that. He's using the slang.
Drake's cat's name is Crody.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, I mean, I think that's a reach. I think that's a stretch. I don't think he calling him a pussy. I think he just saying Crody. Because then, like, afterwards, he said, what'd he say? Like, you cheesing, fam? Mm-hmm. Tell me you cheesing, fam. That shit was funny as fuck. We could do this right now on a camera, Crody. Wait, isn't cheesing like slang too? Like, yeah, saying like, are you capping or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another bar. Like, this shit just loaded with bars. Motherfuckers like, I didn't like the... How did you not like this nigga? Took off, bro. He took off. Like, there's one part in here that you gotta like. And then when he was like, oh, I ain't even bleed him yet. Like,
can I bleed him yet? I'll
watch a Dante react.
Bet.
And Dante was like, oh, you didn't even get started. He's like, can I bleed him? Bet.
Like, this motherfucker Kendrick is crazy. Like, he's not Pusha T. And I much respect the Pusha T, bro. Lyricist. But this man Kendrick is fucking crazy. He's talking to himself mid fucking verse. I ain't bleed him yet. Can I bleed him yet? Like, who is he talking to? He's talking to himself. He's talking to either Kung Fu Kenny, K Dot, Kendrick. He's talking to somebody.
Facts. This man got like two personalities.
And he says YNW Melly. You mentioned Melly earlier. He got split personalities, right? So does Dot. Jesus fucking Christ. That was another another fire fucking line.
No, that was my favorite line from the whole shit.
Because I ate when bars later.
Said, I yeah, got when he said the YNW Melly shit, bro, I almost lost my shit. Y'all can go check the reaction. I didn't care what else this nigga said. He said, I love him to death. And I'll explain that line in 8 bars. Like, I love these niggas. I really appreciate them. But if they really try to snake me, like, if they turn out to be what they're not, if they really fake him, then I'll kill these niggas myself.
I'm YNW Melly.
And he'll get away with it. Oh, wee. That shit was crazy. I got split personalities. I got mixed personalities. Yo, that bar was crazy. That bar was insane. I'm not going to lie.
That was so
fucking wild. Yeah, he brought him up. He fucking brought up Gunna.
Yep.
Somebody said Gunna called straight. Brought up Pusha T, Beam. Like, he was name dropping, bro. He's like, what do you say about Puff? You gonna make a nigga bring back Puff. Yeah, let me see a Chuzz really crash song.
Did he slap Drake in the club? They even fight everybody. Drake.
Or slap, yeah. Then he get into a fight with
J. Cole over Kendrick.
Yeah, too. Over Kendrick, yeah. That's crazy. He said, let me see a Chuzz really. Like, it's crazy because he's saying, let's keep it friendly and cordial. Like, you should keep it this way. But then he's saying shit like, I'll really slap your stupid ass.
Yeah, people are like,
let me see really do something about it.
Academics is like, oh, Kendrick wants to keep it friendly? No, he's suggesting that Drake keeps it fucking friendly because Drake doesn't want this shit to get personal. Y'all don't want to keep this shit fucking friendly? The fuck? If he wanted to keep it friendly, he wouldn't have dropped like that. This disc wouldn't have came out if he wanted to keep it fucking friendly. He would have walked this shit back like Cole.
You think so?
Or didn't say anything.
I think he would have still dropped the verse and like that because he did the control shit, but he was friends with everybody. Like, he wasn't beefing with nobody that he mentioned.
Yeah, he didn't drop no rebuttal diss to Drake after Drake was like, I don't want to fuck with I don't want to work with Kendrick no more. We're not gonna talk about this verse years from now. Here we are talking about the verse years from fucking now. Like,
yeah, no, I get that. But what I'm saying is, like, if something rubs me the wrong way or if I feel like talking to somebody about some shit, be like, hey, look, this is the type of timing I'm on. I would say it regardless. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to say what I got to say. Now, I might not, like, come after you, but, like, if I feel like, let's say Denzel does some shit or something. I'm just like, Denzel, and I'm like, I'll try him. And if I decide to try him and he says what he wants to say, it's like, okay, that's whatever. I'm going to let him get that off because we friends. But, like, if he keep going... And, like, he started to get kind of personal, then it's like, okay, let me cook his ass. You know what I'm saying?
The difference between that situation and what's happening here, this has been brewing for years. So I don't think Kendrick will want to keep the shit friendly at no point at this point. Like, fuck it. I know you don't fuck with me, and I don't fuck with you. So I'm not trying to keep this shit friendly. Let it get personal, but that's something you don't want to do. And he says that at the end. This is something you don't want to fucking do. So I don't think by any means this is friendly from Kendrick. I think Kendrick wants all the fucking smoke because he would not be talking about smacking a motherfucker.
Like he was on Element.
Of course he has some love for Drake. But
yeah. It's like you gotta respect him. Like who doesn't respect him? But Drake. It's like don't try to be something
that's not. I don't think people really respect Drake though. They respect what he did, but they don't respect
exactly.
him.
Exactly. I was about to say that. I don't think people respect Drake as a person. I think they respect his achievements.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that's what that's how everybody feels. Like they respect how consistent he is, how hard he works, like the kind of music that he pushes out, all the collaborations, this monumental success that he has. They all respect that, but then they don't respect his character, like as a person.
He also came after Jay Prince, by the way. I don't know if you caught that part.
No, I did not.
Because Jay Prince is Jay Prince was he's close with Drake, of course, but remember Jay Prince's son, his junior, is the reason why Takeoff's not here. But Jay Prince is also after that, he was like, we gotta stop the violence in the city. We gotta pray for the city. But your son just smoked Takeoff. So how are you praying for the city, but you doing dumb ass shit like this? That could also be I think that's a triple because that's also like Drake wants to be
I see it.
Yeah.
I hate when a rapper talk about guns, then somebody die. Mm-hmm. They turn into nuns, then hop online, like pray for my city. And who said that?
Yeah.
Jay Prince. Then he says he faking for likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer. He wanna be Junior. They must have forgot the shit that they done.
Yeah, and it goes into the dementia bar. But that could also be aimed at baby Lil Wayne, who's Birdman Jr., and then Drake wanting to be Lil Wayne. And you know how Drake feels about Lil Wayne. There's so many fucking sus-ass interview clips of him talking about Lil Wayne. Like, ooh, Lil Wayne, he's just too good. He's just too good. Like, what?
Did he?
Yo.
That's definitely like, there's so many doubles and triples in this shit. Someone in the comment section was like, oh, Drake's push-ups had so many doubles. This shit has so many triples and quadruple flips. Like, the name itself.
Drake's push-ups was good, but it's just not competing with this. This is on another fucking level, to be honest. Like, I played that song a lot of times. Like, I played that at least 10 times.
People are saying that push-ups was better because you could play it in the club. It has replay value. It does not have replay value.
There's just so many fucking bots, bro. There's just so many bots in this fucking, like, get them out. Like, bro, if you go listen to a song and say, yeah, I like the beat, I like the flow, and that's it. Bro, stop listening to this music. Honestly, respectfully, I don't want you in this community.
I'm telling you, they ruined
it. Because I'm tired of this shit. Like we really appreciating rap as an art. And motherfuckers just listening to it because it makes them feel some kind of way. Because it turns them up or it makes them feel aggressive or whatever. Like, bro, that's not why we listening to rap. That's not that, and there's not only one kind of rap, too. Like y'all really have to appreciate the poetry that comes with this genre of music, man. And I'll keep preaching that shit. Because they try to take away one of like our greatest forms of art and expression. Like everybody everybody that is very successful in hip hop, if they can write, then they should be deemed as poets and not just the motherfuckers that were mainstream and said, yeah, oh, he's a poet. Like, no shots at Tupac. But that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody that's successful like that should be appreciated for their ability to write and think that way, because it takes a certain kind of critical thinking and complexity to be able to write bars like that and have them flow on a song and go number one or whatever achievements they may have. Like, that should be cherished, and that shit should be honored. You shouldn't be listening to this shit and be like, oh, it doesn't sound cool though. Fuck you mean it don't sound cool though? Like, if that's how you feel, then go listen to music that sounds cool, or go listen to the music just for the sound. Don't listen to these artists and expect them to sound like a little whoever,
yeah,
or a little whoever.
Lil be whoever's crazy.
Nah, dead ass. Like, you cannot listen to somebody like Cole or Kendrick or fucking Jay-Z, Denzel Curry, fucking Daylight, Absol. You cannot listen to people that sound like them or that rap like them and be like, oh, but I didn't really understand that. That kind of went over my head. Or like, it don't sound like Juice WRLD. Or it don't sound like, what's that nigga's name, bro? Sofago. It don't sound like Trippy. Like, it ain't really, it ain't Young Dolph. Like, nigga, they exist for a reason.
If you're still listening to Sofago, something wrong with you. That man fell off the fucking earth. How you signed the Jack Boys and your first project was
that's what I'm saying.
Quadruple fucking plastic and we haven't heard from you since.
Like, they have artists out there for people that like that. Like, go listen to Travis Scott. Shit, go listen to Kid Cudi. Yeah. Go listen to them motherfuckers. But, even 21 Savage been stepping up his writing. That nigga been dropping bars. The fuck? But I mean, go listen to him.
Go listen to Yachty, the real writer.
Fact.
If you like Her Loss, you like Yachty.
Go listen to them, bruh. Like, but, listen to Migos. Migos be rapping that shit too.
Yeah.
Oh, Migos. Go listen to them.
Well, I might mess it. Going,
yeah, you're gonna say something disrespectful, huh?
Going forward, because we had like three episodes of Cole or Kendrick and Drake and beef. Get back to the actual podcast. I want to hear Denzel's voice little bit more. We'll put a pin in this until the next installment. But there is a viral tweet that went crazy on the TL, and I want your guys' input on this. The tweet is, I have it in the chat if you want to bring it up, but if not, I'm just going to read it anyways. It's, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, but we don't give a fuck about his name. We give a fuck about what he put in the fucking on his tweet. It says, I just blocked and deaded friendships with four of my homeboys, quote unquote. I had back surgery literally a whole month ago, and not one of them, I'm not Drake, not one of them checked on your boy. I ain't say shit. I just blocked them and let it be what it is. It wasn't my real friends. Now, for more clarification and more context, he had six bros and three female friends that he made aware of the surgery before the surgery and the day of the surgery. And he said he told it to them just in case anything happens. And that his other two male friends and the girls replied to him, but four of them haven't out of the six guys. I didn't say anything about his back surgery. How do you guys feel about the situation?
Go ahead, and so I'm gonna let you cook, bro.
Was he right for blocking his friends? Is really the question.
I think he being a little bitch, if you ask me. Little bitch boy. The fuck you care if they say something or not? And anyway, you let them know. You said sitting there just like, I'm having back surgery. You guys are having back surgery. Go get your fucking back fixed, nigga. That doesn't matter. Are you dead? Are you dying? It's a back surgery. You're getting your spine relocated. Bye. Yeah, like
he failed me.
He acted like he was dying of cancer. I was like, I'm getting a brain transplant. Pray for me. It ain't nothing like that. It's just back surgery.
I wasn't expecting that.
They not your girlfriend to fuck. You want some emotional support?
Oh my god,
babe, your back is all right. I'll let you break mine later. That's what you want to hear.
Oh my god.
Like, damn. They gonna bring it up. They gonna like, give him some time. They gonna be like, okay, you back doing better.
A month, ooh, though? Come to
you. Yeah, like, if I'm going for a month, you wouldn't expect to hear from me? If I'm going for a month? Or would you feel some time?
I'd be like, where you been? No, I was just be like, what's going on? You got life, bro.
Yeah. Life. But see, that's the thing, though. You would reach out to me. If I disappear, if I didn't hop on Discord, you didn't see my shit go green for a month, you wouldn't reach out to me?
I would be like, where the fuck you at? But it's just exactly. Like... Exactly. But here's the thing, though. I ain't gonna lie. Maybe they wasn't his real friend. Maybe they just ain't fuck with him like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, we see each other damn near every day. We'd speak at least... once a day in some form, if it's not a message, if it's not on Discord or something, like we check in with each other, right? If it's not every day, it'll be every few days, at least once a fucking week, we see each other. Like we see each other's faces, we talk. If I go from talking to y'all often, and like if they his friends like he claims, if it's not just people in his circle that he don't really talk to, but like he in a group chat with them, you know what I'm saying? If they really his friends and he's hitting them up and they don't respond, and I'm just like, hey, I'm going to have surgery. Like, I don't know what's going on my back, but I need surgery or whatever. Mm. Just letting y'all know in case, like, you know, y'all don't hear from me. And niggas don't say shit for a month? Nah, bruh. They ain't your people. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I know life and shit.
But
happens.
Don't you think, like, here's the thing. Don't you think that it's, like, on him, though, for expecting that? Because imagine, like, he just... That's like, okay, as an example. Let's just read this as an example of something y'all kind of stand. Y'all will get this quick. That's like someone that we know.
Yeah,
that came to the circle, right? We know him.
Yeah.
He come in, he pop in. That's like him saying he about to get back surgery and check in on him. Like, let's keep it a stack. Y'all not go check up on him.
Nigga, that's my friend for real.
Exactly. But why? But it's on him for putting that on y'all.
No, it's not, bro. It's not. I hear what you're saying, but the reason why I say I disagree is because I would consider people like you and Terrell my friends. I would consider y'all my friends, right? If I needed advice, I would talk to y'all. If I needed anything or whatever, another opinion or whatever, I would talk to y'all about something that's going on. Something's going on in my life, and it's going to impact me for a while. I'm going to talk to y'all about it, especially if, like, I usually see y'all a couple times a week. I would say something, right? If I don't hear from Terrell in like 4 or 5 days, I'm gonna message this nigga like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you not getting on your computer? You spent money on it, right? Goofy? Like, why are you not getting on your computer?
Bro, we'll be gone for 4 days. If you
exactly. Or like, stop trying to be so fucking mysterious. Like, what is your ass doing? Like, or when I go to Homestead, I will literally pull up. Like, I'm gonna, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how he feels about it.
Bring your phone, and then you see
right,
disappear.
Right.
Like, nah.
Bitch, I'll add him. Ask your phone to get on the computer. I'll say something, right? He would, like, whether he wants to or not, I'm gonna find out the dude is okay. Like, the same shit with you. I'm gonna find out somehow, like what the fuck is going on. If you're not intentionally avoiding somebody, it's different. If you intentionally avoiding somebody, then, like, it is what it is. I might be petty. But I might still, like, you know, ask your goofy ass.
Why?
But
what?
The point is, if I'm going for a month and nobody reaches out to me, bro, it's just like, fuck it, I might as well be on my fucking own. That's how I do feel. I'm not going to lie, he is being sensitive. He is being sensitive. But I think it's in good reasoning. I ain't going to lie.
I think two things can be true here. I think I'm smack dab in the middle. I think blocking... Just jumping straight to the block is kind of crazy. If you don't fucking like, if he didn't say anything prior, again, we don't have all the context, but like, if you didn't have a conversation with them before blocking them, that was a bitch move. I ain't gonna lie. You are emotional.
You know he did.
And your friends aren't gonna always be a replacement for a significant other. However, I feel like in this new wave of men being, more aware of their mental health and, you know, having other men's back. I do think if he told you prior to the surgery and the day of the surgery, it ain't nothing. Like, no one's saying pull up to the fucking hospital and sit at my bedside and wait on my fucking hand and feet. Just shoot him a text like, yo, you all right? How did the surgery go? Like, it ain't nothing to just send a damn text. That's not in the space of fucking the digital age where everyone has their phone on them already, you can open up Instagram, you could definitely shoot a text and be like, yo, how was your surgery? Did it go good? Did they fix it? Ain't nothing to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
I asked fucking Denzel when he got a new job. I was like, yo, how was your first day? How's the job? A couple of days later, but like, I still asked him. You get what I'm saying? Like, I always expect, if I had fucking some crazy ass surgery, I'd be like, damn. It'll be, you know what I'm saying? I would expect y'all to be like, yo, Terrell, you good? How was the surgery? Like, I don't know, emotional shit. Just be like, yo, you good? But yeah, I'm
all
right.
It's all good, Terrell. I'll pull up to your room, you know. Make sure you're straight. I'll make sure to go to catering and get you some food.
Then that was my favorite color.
Hold on.
There's two answers here. I'll give you two answers. I'll give you two tries.
Blue.
The shit. I should have fucked with him and said no.
That's my favorite color as well. It's blue and pink.
I would say blue or black, but motherfuckers don't consider black a color. They're like, black's that's a all shade. The colors. Black's a shade. Fuck it.
It is a shade. You see this? Look. You see that?
Any color shade. Is a shade for real. Blue is a shade.
They're hues, right? What's my favorite color
in Adobe? Red. The fuck? Sue.
Damn.
I was about to say, it's red.
Yeah. That's for the test to
rest. I don't talk about his favorite color that often. You always be like, that's my favorite color. Ooh, so I know. That's already ingrained.
Yeah, you're right. I do be making a lot of shit red. I ain't gonna lie. Character customization.
Yeah. I know. I just associate Rod with red for some reason. It's probably like the old gaming videos where Rod would say something.
One letter difference.
I'll put his subtitles in red. I'm like, Rod looks like a person I like red. I'll put his subtitles specifically in red.
Yeah.
I didn't know Denzel's favorite color was blue as well, because I would have made his shit blue.
Blue and pink.
My shit was blue.
And pink. I like pink too. That's a really nice color. I'm not gonna hold you.
I like purple.
Like, I don't know if y'all notice, but like anytime I do a character customization, like I be kind of like putting pinks in there too. Mm. Like for some characters. Like every one of them has like some kind of pink something. Except for Brian, because he's not a pink kind of guy. But like Kazuya got that shit.
He kind of a five letter word to start with a P. I ain't gonna say it, but you know. Yeah, Brian.
Five letter word that starts with a P.
Yeah. The Six same letters. Word that you be saying before you say pink.
Oh. Why don't you just say the fucking, I hate the fucking fortune cookie.
Yeah, I gotta make you think. Yeah, it's layers. You gotta make you think. You feel me? Don't you like poetry? Don't you like reading the bars?
It's not.
You
want to
read
not,
my bars, but you
want to
read
Kendrick.
You want to.
This man Kendrick, overcomplicated some bars, a simple ass fucking Lil Uzi bar.
And Kendrick do it, and he gets praised for it.
No,
I do it.
There's
I'm
two different meanings.
It's crazy.
What's the second meaning to that? Besides, it's just the word pussy.
I ain't gonna become a rapper. Don't worry about it, Terrell. You don't gotta look through my bars no more. I'll say it.
Jesus Christ. Nice and plain for you. Fucking elementary school ass raps. The fucking
said,
80s raps.
He says, straight to the music production. You ain't gonna be on the tracks. You be making
a hop, a hippie ass fucking line.
This man Terrell said, shit your stupid ass up and make some drums.
I forgot about that. Dialing back. Fuck it. You biracial motherfuckers. I know y'all felt that fucking K dot line, bro. I know y'all did. Y'all be fucking using y'all blackness as a fucking trump card. That shit does not apply to J. Cole, by the way. J. Cole sits in his blackness and he speaks on black issues. Drake has not spoken on anything. He mentioned it in one line saying cops are killing people with their arms up and your main focus is trying to harm us when he was talking about and charged up. Drake is a fucking black artist to who? To the YT people. The YouTube people.
Not the fortune cookie. What is it, Terrell?
This is different because for the sake of the fucking video, dickhead.
I can't understand you. I can't read through the bar. What is that?
I can't say. It's a color.
YouTube? You talking about YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
YouTube people?
Yeah, the YouTube people. Yeah.
That's kind
of
crazy.
For the sake of the video, and I want the
language.
I don't want the video to get fucking clapped. So you know we're getting into that space.
They have a whole.
We could call it the cloud, something like that.
Those people.
How about Caucasian?
I don't want to single a group out.
Yeah,
we're getting to that level where we gotta watch what we say almost. But yeah,
man,
he's a black artist who. A specific kind of people, and he's not for the culture, which is why people feel the way. While Kendrick feels the way when he says the N word, and I get it, because a lot of y'all be black on one day and you be whatever you're mixed with the other day. I'm like, go ahead. I think we spoke about biracial people before on the fucking pod, early pod episode.
And but it's like, if you have that benefit, shouldn't you be able to access that though? Like, shouldn't you be able to be like half Hispanic or half whatever you are?
Yeah, but don't forget that you're also half black. A lot of them forget that they're half black. You get what I'm saying? Like, they'll use their blackness when it benefits them. I should say.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
By no means necessary.
But what about if you don't look like you're black?
I don't look like I'm black.
Yeah, you look like you Hispanic. Like you're Hispanic.
But I'll be quick to tell a motherfucker, no, I'm also half black. Like, I'm not full Spanish. I'm not full of this.
Yeah.
I'm half black. And I'll speak on black issues and I'll fucking sit here and, you know what I'm saying? We have a whole pod episode of me talking about black issues and all this shit. Like, but other people won't involve themselves in that culture. They'll try to shy away from it, or, you know what I'm saying? They not black in public, but they black behind closed doors. No, that's just not cool. You are what you are. Like, shut the fuck up.
The crazy thing is, being from the Bronx, like born there, people, when I was growing up, people used to think I was Dominican. They just speak Spanish to me. I am like, I don't speak that shit. Because a lot of people be Dominican and black up there.
They do that shit to me at work. They be speaking Spanish to me. And I'm just like, bro, I know there's dark Cubans. I do not speak Spanish. No hablo español. Sorry.
With the quickness.
Yeah, for real. I'll say my numbers sometimes. I'll be like, ¿Qué número tú quieres? I'll say some shit like that. Like, what number you want? You know what I'm saying? I'll say something. But I do what I can, but I do not.
You're a Riz God.
No, bro. That's not Riz. That's me trying to survive. Like, leave me the fuck alone, man. I'm gonna get you a shoe. Get the fuck out of my face. But I got family that I don't mess with because they're half black and they don't embrace it. They live their life like just like straight up white people. They don't really stick up for black people. You know what I'm saying? Or try to be around us. So that's how I feel, at least. I feel like they don't try to be around us or like associate themselves with us. And it's really strange. I don't really want to name drop or nothing like that right now. But in another video, in another episode, I might just do it. Fuck it.
What about black people that don't want to be around black people?
That's corny as fuck too. All that shit's corny. Like, you are what you are. Like, what the fuck?
Like that's also pretty bad.
I think people had the right to be who what they want to be. Just because you want to be, you just have to go to like the fucking BLM rallies. Not saying that we would go. Let's just say as an example, like everyone else is going that's black, so you should go because you're black. It's like some people just don't have that connection towards the culture like that. But
yeah, it ain't got to be like that. But
yeah,
like,
you're not even a fucking activist.
Let me change the circumstances to make it a little bit more relatable. What if I said that we go into a convention, but I don't want to be around y'all because I'm not a gamer like y'all and I don't really play games like that. I actually work out and shit, so I'm not a nerd like y'all are.
That's fine.
He's trying to keep
you capping.
Consistent.
I know you're capping.
He said I'm capping. He's trying to keep it
that's
consistent.
That's bullshit because you guys be on the game just as much as us.
What if I actually feel that way? What if I actually feel like because y'all game all the time and don't do nothing else like for health that I feel like I'm better than y'all and I don't want to be around y'all?
Then that's your problem. That's your demons you need to get taken care of. You'll figure it out eventually. You're like, you demons? Know what? You're going to come on one day. Like,
they're my demons, though.
I ain't going to lie.
But why are they my demons?
Huh?
Why are they my demons, though? Why
because
is it
you
not just...
who brought them shits up and giving that perception. Like, because they're not like, I'm better than them. Exactly. Like, all right, you figure that shit out. I'll be over here when you're done with that.
That's exactly my point. If there's other black people that don't want to be around black people, it's because like they feel like black people have a certain kind of connotation to them. They come with this certain kind of stigma that they don't want to be attached to. It's negative. It's not because they don't want to be around, like, why would you not want to be around people? You only don't want to be around people for negative reasons.
Oh, I also don't want to be around just dumbasses in general. That could be black, white, Hispanic. There's plenty
He's teetering. He's on the tightrope. I know what's happening. He's on the tightrope. Come on, let's hear it. Let the LTG come out. I know it.
Hey,
I know what you're about to do.
Hey, the LTG's coming out. Hey, all I gotta say is dumbasses of every race. And I don't like being around dumbasses, so someone is a
I hate me a fucking Uncle Ruckus ass motherfucker. I hate those motherfuckers so much.
Like a dumbass? Like, and by dumbass I mean like it's literally like I got a coworker. This man, he's cool, but I swear to God, he's dumb as shit. This man mopped the floor. My manager was watching a video on the cameras. This man was mopping the floor, walking forward. If you don't understand what that means, people listening, that means, you know how you sweep with the big ass sweeper?
The big ass broom.
In a retail store? Imagine he has a mop and he's going that same exact motion, same direction. So he's mopping forward while he's walking in it. Walking in that shit, going forward. And then he's just like, well, I'm up. And I'm just looking at him like, you dumbass. You dumbass nigga.
What flavor
didn't
is
you
he?
Build your PC? How you this dumb?
What flavor is he?
Yeah.
What flavor is he?
Say it.
What flavor is he?
Say it.
He's the BLK smooth.
Interesting.
He's the black and mild variety.
Interesting.
Could have just said chocolate.
I ain't say nobody in particular.
Man, you can spend it however the fuck you want to spend it.
There's also, I just used the same connotation to Tarot. You used exactly what it was. It's up to you figuring that out. But there's also Indian guy that comes to my store. Dumb as shit. Man has a whole card. Don't know how it works. I know you pay bills, dumbass nigga. How you don't know how to use your card? Then he takes out the money, takes out a wallet, takes out like hundreds, right? Can't count the hundreds to load his card that he does not know how to slide. So if you loaded this before, because I know I see your stupid ass in here before. See your dumb ass in here before. How you don't know how to use your card still and don't know how to count money? But you're here and you have all that money. Mm. If I was a hood nigga, I would rob the shit out you because you that stupid. Not even just off of needing it. It's just because you're that dumb.
Damn.
I'm fucking dead.
Do you sense
that's the shit I'm talking about?
The hatred in his voice when he said, "If he was hood,
exactly, and that's exactly what it is."
What's wrong with being from the hood?
What does being nigga from the hood have to do with robbery? Why couldn't you just say if I was someone who didn't have morals or any or didn't care about? Yeah, why
not trying to go 2024 of me? Y'all not gonna go 2024 of me?
Hood nigga,
yo, okay. Rod, you're not the color you think, of your wall.
Do you think they want to be in the hood? They don't want to be in the hood. Systemic racism put them in the hood. They don't want to be in the hood. They're not in the hood by choice.
You're right.
They're in the hood because they don't have opportunities.
You're right.
And this is what separates me from fucking bitch ass Drake. King, you see what the fuck I'm talking about? Because I know what the fuck I'm talking about, bitch.
You're right.
You ever heard about redlining?
Oh, shit.
Gentrification?
Yeah, Drake, you're a commercial. I want y'all to look back at y'all wall.
Drake is a commercial.
Look back at y'all wall for me. Just do that for me. Do me a favor. Look back at y'all wall.
They're different colors.
Just look at the wall.
Actually, your wall is the same color as his wall.
Terrell, look back at your wall.
It's yellow.
For me.
It's like a yellowish wall.
You see how close it is to the 000 color? If you know, you know. You
it's
know
yellow. That's what I think y'all is.
Moving on.
All right. Last thing. What would you do situation? We're bringing it back. You can't miss a week and not have what would you do. What would you do? There's a whole video behind it. Fuck it. Play the TikTok. God damn it. What would you do if you were in this guy's situation? Context, okay. The girl, it is, hold on, I'll tell you exactly which one, so we don't, it's the one right above the Drake one. Context, gotcha. This girl booked a flight for them on their vacation, I think to Mexico, I think that's what it says, right?
Yeah,
to Mexico. And we'll let the video play out, and for the audio listeners, after the video plays, I will break it down for you, because you can't watch the video.
Gotcha.
So bear with us.
Mm-hmm.
You
hear? All right. Hey, King. Let it rock.
So, told my girl to book our flights. Here she is in first class. Here I am going to the back. Told them booking for Mexico, man. Still going. 14, 15, excuse me, 20, 25.
I went to California.
27, 30, 32, 32F.
Here we
are. Thank you so much. At least it's a window seat. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Bro, I definitely need context for this. Because this shit is insane. Did he say that here she is in first class? He said here
Wait.
She is.
A... Yes, she has first class seats, and he's sitting in coach, I think. And they booked a flight to Mexico for their vacation. What would you do in that situation? Oh, right, my fault. Audio listeners, this guy and his girl, he told his girl to book flights for their vacation trip to Mexico. He has a ticket for first class seats, so she's sitting in first class, and he is sitting way in the back. And like, coach, so what would y'all do in that situation? If y'all girl booked you a trip, and she's sitting first class, you sitting way in the back.
I'm getting my dick sucked by all the Mexican whores in Mexico. I'm fucking everything in Mexico. She's my roommate. And then when we go back, she's gonna be single as fuck. She'll be like, you ain't touched me the whole. Exactly. You're not mine no more. And I don't want your nasty ass.
That's the same energy as the guy from the back surgery guy.
That's W. That's a big W, I'm not gonna lie. Cause why are y'all flying somewhere together and you're in first class and he's sitting way in the back of the plane? What? Y'all should be sitting together. It's an experience for y'all together.
Or at least if you couldn't get seats together, y'all are both either sitting in the same section of the plane. Yeah, you know, booking flights, booking seats, you know, sometimes two seats are next to each other aren't available. So, you know, you gotta make do, ask this motherfucker right here, yo, I got a window seat way back here. Let me get my, you know, be the old ass man sitting next to your girl. You sit right there, man. Let's sit your ass in the window seat back there. And I'll B33 back there. You sit up here.
Because, like, why does it matter? If y'all all, like, in the plane and nobody's really, like, rushing to get anywhere, if your ass not in first class, then I don't think it should really matter. Unless you, like, in the front, like, right behind first class. Then I'd be like, I'm not sitting my ass in the back. Sorry.
Yeah,
but still, like if it's a couple, yeah. But if it's a couple together, you know what I'm saying? And they like you're around them, like it's like maybe three rows, four rows apart, and it's like, yo, you think I can sit there? Like, even if I like, you can go to the front or whatever. Like, I just want to sit next to my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend. Like, why would they say no? Like, that's my significant other. The fuck?
This like, to be rude.
You got to be some kind of dumbass. Like, you have to be too comfortable or something. Like, your ass is already on a flight. You already moving around. Just get your ass up. I'll help you move your stuff if that's the case. Like, if you're too lazy to move, I'll offer that. I'll help you move your stuff. I would like to sit next to my girlfriend if you don't mind. Like, and that's it. Like, we flying together. Like, if we get off that plane and you think you're getting some kind of communication or, like, I'm supposed to be cooperative with you, you're wrong. Absolutely wrong. Because why are your ass living the good life in first class, getting served whatever the fuck you want to, got all this damn space, and you got me back there with the commoners? Like, I might strike up conversation with somebody. You better hope it's not a shorty sitting next to me. It don't matter how she look. I'm like, number right there. I can't use it, but shit, we going to talk about something while I'm back there. I'm not finna
be bored. You going to have a long flight.
Yeah, I'm going to have a female companion. That's all I'm saying, because that doesn't make no damn sense. Why would you do that? And like, he wasn't even told until they got in the plane, and he looked a little too happy. It got to be something about it that we just don't know, because it'd be different if like they said,
"Oh,
like,
he knew the assignment. He knew what he was about to do. What we just said we was gonna do. That's what he about to do." That's just like, oh,
yeah.
Because
how the fuck do you not know where you're sitting? Like, how is it? How the fuck did you even get the damn ticket and not realize, hey, she's sitting in first class and I'm sitting way back
here? He didn't see
her
ticket. He probably knew he was sitting back there at the beginning. It's like, oh, okay. He's probably got shitty seats.
But when they check your tickets, they don't tell you where you're sitting on the plane? Like, they don't announce where you're sitting on the plane? I've only flown like once and I was fucking 11. I haven't flown since then.
Yeah, I've flown a few times. I would say at least...
Because you're walking together.
Less than 10. Yeah, but no. So like when you get your tickets, like when you order them, it shows you the seat that you have.
Right.
Right? Like when you book them, whatever, you book the flight, whatever, you get a boarding pass on your phone. Usually it's how I book it. Mm-hmm. Every time that I booked the flight, it was like digitally. So it shows you the seat, it shows you the flight number, it tells you everything, like the terminal that you need to go to, all that shit. So you know where you're gonna be sitting. Now, I don't know why he didn't know where they're going to be sitting unless, like, she booked it for the both of them and they had life. They, like, live. Maybe they, like, are doing long distance or something. He just didn't ask for it. He was like, okay, cool. Like, it might be his first time or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was, like, just surprised with it. Yeah, you'll just be sitting back there. They must be new, like, a new couple, a fresh couple or something. Because there's no way in hell I'm flying with a significant other. I'm not experiencing it with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see it on the actual shit. And she probably had to send it to him or something. Or maybe they met up together. Like, they met at the actual airport, mm-hmm. went to the terminal, and she, like, was scanning the stuff for them and was like, yeah, this is where I'm sitting. You're back there. Sorry. Like,
I can see that part, yeah. Either way, that's fucked up. And guarantee if the roles were reversed and his ass was sitting first class and she was sitting way in the back, it would have been a whole fucking show in the middle of the goddamn fucking aisle. Not her sitting comfortably looking to the side like, no, she would have had a whole fucking show. You got my ass sitting in fucking, while your balding ass is sitting in, you get what I'm saying? It would have been a whole fucking show.
I'm pretty sure somebody would have said something too. Pretty sure dudes were like, wait, you're in first class, but you got your girlfriend sitting in the back? Like, you know, some white knight chiming in on like the situation and shit.
Yes, king shit. The fuck? Aren't we kings in 2024? Let me stop. It's a joke. Relax before you get to fucking typing.
They're gonna get us clapped. Better chill out. We get chipped by a throwaway.
I know, right? We chill out. Well, I guess that's the pod right there. Okay, yeah, we got an hour and like 10.
Damn. Hey,
man. I know, right? It's good to be back. We're back on the clock now. You know what I'm saying? Vacation time is over. Take a little vacation. Motherfuckers weren't feeling right. No. We were doing this shit consistently for 100 and something weeks. It's bound to have a, you know, a little break. Your favorite show has a little break. But we back, man. Consistent. I don't see us missing another episode for a while unless some unforeseen bullshit happened. That one wasn't even fucking planned. I would at least like for us to fucking plan one. Not fucking just have the shits just not work for us.
The vibe wasn't there.
Yeah, it wasn't at all. The whole time it was the most easy. You know, we could have recorded that day, right?
We could have.
Yeah. Oh, it was just the VC. That specific voice channel was fucking up, and the other one was fine. But we couldn't hear each other, so it was just like how we're gonna communicate that. And I just did not feel like fucking whatever. Anyways, hey man, back next week. Well, episode 115. We'll probably stop talking about the Drake shit. And if we do talk about the Drake Kendrick shit, probably for a little bit. I know y'all tired of hearing it. I know y'all tired of seeing it on the fucking TL all the time. All
right.
We could chat about it, but you know, we had like 3 full episodes of just the bullshit. So we'll go back to the regular pod. I'll get some more what would you do, some would you rathers for the next episode. We'll have some fun shit.
Yeah.
Hey man, if you're new here, like, comment, subscribe. The last reaction will be in the fucking channel or in the description below. Put us on to your friends, man. We're here for the shits. We're gonna keep doing this shit until it starts getting the same amount of love as the reactions. But hey, man, if you hear, you're a real, real part of the guys, man. You're in the exclusive club.
Facts. Mm-hmm. And let us know. Drop what he just said in the comments. What club you in? You know, we might do something nice for you.
Exclusive merch that Denzel's gonna be working on. Hey, man, episode 115 next week. Be you motherfucking guys, Rod, Denzel, myself, Terrell. Oh my God, I almost said, holy shit, it's been a while, right? Rod, Denzel, myself, Terrell, we'll catch you in the next motherfucking video, man. Episode fucking 115 next week. Y'all stay safe, have fun, and use a condom. Adios.